Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello once again, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I am Mike Salmond alongside co-host Stephen Julian, and Happy New Year, Stephen.
Happy New Year to you, Mike.
Feels like it's been forever since I've seen you.
It has. It was a year ago.
It was last year.
We've
got a great show to start off the new year. Joining us from the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, Ken Lewandowski. And from the Impact Group, Anthony Mitchell is with us here in the studio. So we're going to start with Ken, and then we'll talk to Anthony, find out all about their companies. But first of all, Ken Lewandowski, Aviation Institute of Maintenance, or AIM for short. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us all about the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. You're located right down the road from us here in Duluth, Georgia.
Right. We're just off of Satellite Point, where the old Harry's Farmer Market used to be. We're a post-secondary career school, private career school, that trains technicians to prepare for their aviation and power plant mechanics license. We also have a combination welding program.
Okay, so those people that we see at the airport that are working, basically working on the planes.
Yes.
Those are the folks that you help train.
Yes, we also train people for general aviation activities as well at the smaller airports and things like that. Once you have that airframe and power plant certificate, you can work in the widest range possible of aviation maintenance.
Well, give us an idea of some of those, the broad spectrum that you mentioned. I mean, guys that work on the planes, are there other things that you teach or at your school?
Well, you can. There are repair shops. A lot of, you know, when you repair the components, typically those people are aviation and, you know, airframe and power plant technicians and things like that. So, component repair, you don't have to work at the airport. You can work in a repair shop, or a number of our graduates go to general aviation jobs at small airports.
Now, is this a growing field? Because obviously jobs, we know about the economy last several years.
Right.
Is this, I assume, is a growing field?
It's a tremendously growing field for two reasons, really. Aviation is growing, and even though aircraft are getting more reliable, they just take a lot more work because there's so many more systems and things like that. Systems are more complex. But also... the industry has a lot of technicians that are reaching retirement age. So, you know, some of the projections from the major manufacturers and airlines talk about double-digit growth over the next 10 to 12 years in that field. And obviously, this is a thing that can't be outsourced very easily. You can't do it offshore.
Can't ship your plane overseas,
right,
and have them send it back. Ken, you said it was a post-secondary career school. What are the requirements to start?
Well, the requirement is a high school diploma or GED, and then the student has to show some interest in a technical field. They have to, you know, certify that they have some competence in technical fields. But that, you know, we can take a student that has very little technical background and train them to be an aircraft technician.
You also mentioned welding, kind
yes.
of a welding program, and then you kind of mentioned that, you know, it isn't all just about aviation. There are some other things. So am I to understand if I went there and got into the welding program, then that could lead to a construction job that has welding? What are some of the other things outside of aviation that you've seen some of your students go do?
Right. The combination welding program is a separate program from aviation, and it runs the spectrum of heavy industrial maintenance. We've placed students at Caterpillar and Kubota, you know, the heavy equipment people, but they are also people who do the welding on bridges and structures of buildings and things like that.
And I would think, you said the figure about airline aviation mechanics, double-digit growth, I would think things like welding and some of the other things you teach, you're seeing just as much growth in those areas.
Yes, welding is getting more complex as well. You know, when we talk about things like robotics and all the different exotic materials and things like that, it's not the welding of 25 or 30 years ago. You know, it's just a whole lot more complex. So that's why it takes, a little bit more training and education to do that.
Ken Lewandowski is the campus director with the Aviation Institute of Maintenance located in Duluth. How long are the programs, I mean, to get a degree in the welding or any of the other programs that you offer?
Right. Our welding program is our shortest program, and that's a 12-month program. Our shortest aviation program is 20 months, and that's the program, the baseline program that prepares you for the airframe and power plant license. And we have an aviation maintenance technician and engineering program that's 25 months. And those programs run 4 days a week, 12 months a year. We don't take semesters off or anything like that. So it's training students to be in the workforce.
I would think we've talked about the field is growing. You mentioned a lot of the folks that are out there right now are getting ready to retirement age and so forth. Is it a lucrative career to get into?
We think so. I mean, there's a lot of upside potential. You know, there's significant management positions and things like that, especially for the airlines and things like that. But if you work for yourself, you know, if you work at a small airport and you do annual inspections, say for private operators, you know, that can be very lucrative. So it's a wide open career field.
The classes are offered 4 days a week. Are they only offered during daytime hours?
No, thanks for asking that. We have two sessions. We have a morning session and an afternoon session for people who work during the day. Our afternoon session starts at 5 p.m. and goes to 11 o'clock at night.
Do you have any kind of statistics about – well, and I was going to also ask this, how many students can you handle in your different programs? And what kind of – I mean, do you have statistics on placement rates?
Yes. The first question we could handle, we have right now about 560 students at our campus on two sessions, so it's about 300 students a session. We have a capacity for probably about 1,200 students. That's based on the size of our building and things like that. Our placement rates depend on the program, of course, and they're posted on our website. You know, that's one of the things we post on our website, so a student could go in there and see for their program exactly what the graduation rate and the placement rate is for each of their programs.
What I think is really cool, Stephen, and Ken mentioned at the top of the show, is they're located at the old Harry's Farmers Market down the road. So if you haven't been to the Harry's Farmers Market in years, walk in now and you see planes. Instead of your groceries and your fruits and apples and stuff, you see planes there. How awesome is that?
I think it's fantastic, and I love that right here in Gwinnett, we have a school, one of many schools, but a school that if you're willing to work hard, want to learn a new trade, there's plenty of opportunity no matter how tough the economy is, because you nailed it. Airline travel is not getting any less. Right. We're going to do more of it, and the people who've been servicing them are all, like you said, look, there's a lot looking to retire.
Right, and when you think about things like UAVs and things like that, the aviation industry is, we think, just going to explode in the next few years.
Tell us about the history of the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. I mean, this is not something that just opened up yesterday.
Right. It started out in 1994. The Aviation Institute of Maintenance School started out in 1994 in Norfolk, Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia area. And right now we have 11 schools across the country. The Georgia school started at the Lawrenceville Airport in 1994. I'm sorry, in 1998. Okay. And then we outgrew that location and moved to the Duluth location in 2010.
Talk about your instructors. Where do you find them? Where do they come from?
You know, that's really, you know, one of the great things I think about our aviation programs, especially not to say the welding instructors aren't similar, but you know, I have a 30-year background in aviation. I'm a retired Air Force aircraft maintenance guy. And I've sat in on classes at the school, and our instructors, you know, they forgot more than I know about airplane maintenance, you know. And they're just some of the things that they talk about and the way they explain systems, just amazing when I hear about it.
I'm thinking if I'm an instructor and you with 30 years experience, if you're sitting in there, I'm going to be intimidated. Actually, you're more intimidated.
Almost, yeah. That was really when I first – I've only been there about 9 months, but when I first started sitting in on classes, I mean, my expectations were very high, but they just amazed me. So,
Ken, you mentioned that you have over 500 students currently. I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing, but you mentioned that there's more capacity. What do you see as campus director in your future and for the school's future of filling up your classes? How do you see that happening?
One of the things that we really are focusing on is the high school student. Right now, we do not – our high school population is probably less than 5% of our school, which I think is a big miss. We need to attract recent high school graduates because it's certainly a very rewarding career and a profession to be in. And that's really where we're putting our focus right now, is to attract that high school graduate. We've just offered a Imagine America scholarship for recent high school graduates. And so we really, we're really focusing on making sure that we can get into the high school market and have high school students attend our school.
I think you are part of a growing trend that I want to get behind personally, which is there are jobs where you just use your mind, and there are jobs where you use your mind and your hands. And there's nothing wrong with hard work with your hands and keeping people safe as they fly through the air. I think that's a very noble goal. And I think a lot of times people think, oh, you know, I'm not smart enough to get to college, or I don't like college. Well, get passionate about using your hands and get a good job.
Right. And it's interesting. A number of our graduates, a number of our instructors and things like that, once they complete a career school education, they go on and get a bachelor's degree or a master's degree so they can qualify for management level jobs and things like that. So once you kind of get through that first, you know, education experience, then the sky's the limit.
So that's a great track.
Yeah.
Steven allows me one stupid or dumb question every show. So here is might be two, because I might have one for Anthony later. We'll see. But here's my one dumb question for the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, and we're talking with Campus Director Ken Lewandowski. Are there, whether it be someone out of high school or maybe somebody in their 20s or 30s thinking of a career change and they want to check into your school, are there scholarships or any kind of financial aid available?
Financial aid, we are eligible. Our students are eligible for the same Title IV funding that a traditional college student is eligible for. So that includes Pell Grants and subsidized and unsubsidized loans and things like that. So typically, the bulk of the cost of the education can be covered by financial aid if the student, you know, is qualified for that financial aid.
Okay, so that wasn't a stupid question.
No, that was actually a very good question.
That was a great question.
I get a mulligan then.
And I believe he did mention that they also have scholarships like the Imagine America Scholarship. See, I was listening.
I get a mulligan.
I would say that was not stupid. That was a good question, Mike. Well done.
What do students can say is the most interesting part of the programs that you offer?
Well, I think the fact that they get to see, how the systems in aircraft, you know, work. You know, we have, for example, in our engine shop area, students will take apart a turbojet engine right down to the rotating shaft. You know, everything comes off down to the shaft, and then they build it back up. And just being able to see those kind of complex things, you know, come apart and go back together, you know, is pretty amazing. They didn't understand that one, aviation was like that, and that, B, they could participate in something like that.
Can I paraphrase what he just said? Because that might be the dumb question. The coolest part of going to school there is after you work on a plane and see it fly, you go, I did that. I made that thing go up in the air. That is cool.
There's a lot of job satisfaction, obviously.
That and working with fire if you're welding. Those are the two cool things about going to school there.
Another cool thing I would think is that if you're considering this or maybe interested, that you could come there to your building, walk in, and see all these planes.
Yes. Yeah, we have 6, 7, or 8 aircraft, twin-engine turboprops, a helicopter, and some really – we have a training aid that's a 747 engine, a great big turbofan engine. And then the welding – you know, the welding equipment is borders on cosmic. You know, it's really something different.
So you give tours.
Yes, and would be happy at any time. You know, somebody that wanted a tour could call ahead at our receptionist, or just walk in the door and say, "Hey, I heard about you guys, and I'd like to take a tour." If you're just a tiny bit interested in aviation, a tour there is amazing.
I think if there's anybody on the fence, do I want to change careers or do I want to get into this? They walk in.
And if they say, I heard it on Gwinnett Business Radio, Business Radio X, and, you know, then you get them the real special tour.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Autographed something from Steve and Julian.
No, from Ken Lewandowski, 30 years in the Air Force.
But I'm sure people drive by your site there, as you mentioned, the old Harry's Farmers Market, and not even realize you're there. So it sounds like now you're trying to make more of an effort to get out in the community and let people know, hey, we're here in Gwinnett County.
Yes, and we've even – we just recently had a tour of an Air Force Junior ROTC detachment from a high school, Redan High School. And we would really like to have more high schools come in and – and bring a bus tour, and we'll show the students what's available in the area of aviation and welding.
That would be a fun field trip.
That would be awesome.
I say do that for like adults. Just bring all of us here from Business Radio X.
All right, so all the teachers who are listening, if they call up and do the Business Radio X, we want the Business Radio X tour for our high school.
Exactly.
That's even better.
Special Business Radio X high school tour.
That's right. I love it. I love it.
Ken, for those that want to find out more information about the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, give us any phone numbers, emails, websites that you'd like to share with
us. Well, the website, the phone number is 1-800-FIX-JETS. I mean, you can use that thing. That works everywhere. We have a local number, and it's 678-376-5600. I'm not
678-377-5600.
That was close.
I like 1-800-FIX-JETS.
Yeah, FIX-JETS.
Yeah, that's better.
That's cool. Forget the local number. Just give that one.
And then aviationmaintenance.edu, all one word for aviation maintenance.
So. Great. Well, Ken, continued success. Congratulations on the growth so far, and hopefully it continues.
Okay, thank you.
Ken Lewandowski, the campus director for the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our next guest might not have any jets, but a pretty interesting business as well, the Impact Group, Anthony Mitchell. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Anthony, tell us all about the Impact Group, and you also have another company, GSCV.
Yes.
Tell us about everything that you're involved with.
The Impact Group is a 501c3 HUD housing counseling as well as homeless program, and my job is director of the Home Ownership Center, which is the education and counseling. I have been a part of the nonprofit community for quite some time. The Impact Group itself started in 93, and the Home Ownership Center was created in 2003, has continued to broaden out, and it helps people with education and counseling.
One of the great things about this program is we're able to bring on nonprofits like yours to help share the great work you're doing. Give us, in essence, at your core, the services you provide and the people you help.
We help people primarily that are looking for housing, especially home buyer education. We also have a focus on financial literacy, as well as we have a focus just recently in foreclosure and foreclosure prevention. We are going to broaden this year into rental and rental counseling as well. On the homeless side, we have a full-fledged director and two skilled counselors in that area. And we have a special focus this year on veterans and veteran programs.
Tell us about the history of the Impact Group.
The Impact Group, as I talked about earlier, started as a simple nonprofit funded by HUD to do homeless prevention, ultimately got into what we call affordable housing, multifamily, elderly housing. We've seen those type of programs melt away across the metro area. And so what is left now is the homelessness program and our program over in the Home Ownership Center. Education and counseling is where we are focused on. We're HUD and national recognized.
Anthony, it kind of sounds like the way the Impact Group is set up is no matter what you're dealing with in your own personal housing situation, there's something there that you guys can help with. And I'll confess, you and I have spoken off the air before, and one of the things I'd like you to speak a little bit more about is, I know for you personally and for the Impact Group, sometimes where people are is the best place they need to be now, until they are better prepared to take the next step. Talk a little bit about
correct.
That.
Correct. That is the fundamental approach that we have over the last few years begun to realize that's the key element. Helping an individual and or family to understand how to look at their personal finances, look at their goals, look at their planning, and map their way out. I will admit that as a former loan originator and helping people buy homes, I did not understand some of the fundamentals that now are evident. Foreclosures have taught this whole industry an important lesson on being prepared for the purchase, but just as important, how to stay in the home.
And the impact group, you said, you know, the one thing that's still federally funded is the homeless side. And obviously, when you're in a homeless situation, that's a situation you want to improve as quickly as possible.
Correct.
But your financial education, working with people who are currently renting but go, I really want home ownership, sometimes the best message is, let's wait for now until you get yourself in a better position, correct?
That's correct. The evidence shows that in the results that the impact group has seen, we had 30 families go from homelessness to home ownership. What we discovered in that is how focused the family was, how nurturing the education and counseling that led to those 30 families moving from homelessness to home ownership. Financial literacy was one of the key components. One of the beauties that Georgia Sustainable Community Venture brings to the table is the ability to work with the impact group, but also community-based partners and other HUD-certified counseling agencies to focus in on financial literacy as the beginning of the piece. You can see now, as you look at HUD-funded down payment programs, but also industry down payment programs, they're all back to requiring education and counseling up front. We know now, when we backed away from education and counseling because of the expedience of getting more volume, it was not the best idea.
So if I'm an individual who, and I'll let you pick the situation I'm in, what does it look like to work with you or work with the impact group? What is it? I got to come to your place, you know, every day or once a week, or what are some of the programs or some of the situations that I would find myself in being helped by the impact group?
What they'll find when they come to the impact group is unique, but not the only programs out there. There has been some detailed studies now that have come in, and it parallels, to my satisfaction personally, what we have set up at the impact group, where an individual approaches us, we will direct them to a two-hour group counseling session, basically education, so that we establish a base level of knowledge. They can then access, depending on their need, one-on-one counseling. We support all of that with online training, which is why the staff program, the Storing Treasures Automated Family Financial Program, allows us to scope and scale, but also it helps establish a baseline of knowledge. Everyone, if I had my way, everyone in the country would get exposed to the basics of financial literacy.
Just listening to you talk, Anthony, it sounds like you're on a crusade that this hits close to you.
Well, personally, I believe it's a message from God. Professionally, I can show studies that says that families who have done the details up front may not have bought their houses at a quicker pace than a focus group, but they bought more house after being prepared, and they have demonstrated a better knowledge of what it means to be a homeowner. So there's national studies, detailed studies now, that can attest to that method.
We're talking with Anthony Mitchell. He is the director of the Home Ownership Center, the Impact Group, also a financial coach and educator for the Georgia Sustainable Community Ventures. And so you've got a lot on your plate right now. Do you have some numbers as far as the people you've helped in the past, some that you are currently helping?
We at the Impact Group average somewhere around 500 families a year going through the education, counseling, and one-on-one counseling. So we're excited to see those numbers. We have significant programs in place. On the Georgia Sustainable Community Venture, we've been asked to come down to Florida, to Pensacola. We're going to be working with a rental community. It's a chance to build what I call a national model of how to help renters now, and also it helps the developer. Better renters, paying on time, lessens his maintenance cost, lowers his costs, but it also is an opportunity to help people. We have a lending program here in Gwinnett. It's a microloan program working with the Gwinnett Unity Group. So we have models all over that we're beginning to work with.
So you you just kind of did a nice little segue yourself there into more of the Georgia Sustainable Community Ventures. So that is not a 501c3. That is a for-profit company, I assume?
Believe it or not.
Okay, I'll be corrected.
Georgia Sustainable Community Ventures is a 501c3.
Nice.
And underneath that, we created another organization or a company, Being Free, which has the financial literacy piece.
Okay. So the Georgia Sustainable Community, the impact is more kind of, it seems like it's more individual and it spreads over all the different sectors. Well, but the Sustainable Community is you specifically going into both rental communities and developments.
Correct.
Okay. To try and say, hey, let's create a community of financial literacy.
Correct. The balancing act for me personally is working with the impact group and understanding the Gwinnett's County is the focus of Impact Group. Georgia Sustainable Community Ventures and what we put together are tools that can help the Impact deliver content and services. But also GSCV can work with other nonprofits. For example, we're going to partner with a nonprofit down in Pensacola to deliver services to that area. So GSCV, state, local, national model. Impact Group, typical housing counseling agency focused on one geographic area. If you look at the HUD's list of housing counselors, there's counselors geographically based. For example, Cobb Housing, Reynoldstown, D&E, they're geographically based. What we're trying to do is fill a void, bringing everyone together.
And the GSCV, the you know, kind of talking about financial freedom and financial literacy, can you put it in a nutshell of what your main points of what you're trying to get across and what people need to learn to get to be financially free?
Being financially free means first willing to look at your personal financial condition, recognizing and building a plan. The plan staff is perfect because it helps build that individual plan. Willing to be coached to be better. And then we will offer as a subset of that a constant ability to update their personal plan. So it's willing to know, which is the biggest step. Willing to know, working on those weaknesses, strengthening when possible, and then building on. And then ultimately what we'll find is the community has investors who are vested in the community and live in the community, and we build out from there. If you ask me if we can go down to the West End, can we go over to Vine City and find the people who want to live there and invest there and grow their small business there, we can then leverage the kinds of investments that city, county, and others are making.
Well, Anthony, you do great work for a lot of people. In person, is working online with you, is that an option at all?
Yes. We have the ability within staff to do online coaching. I've also made myself available, and I do have another team member that would be available online.
And for those that want to find out more about your wonderful programs and may or may not need your help, not sure, I guess it's always worth at least a phone call or right. Checking out the website. Give us all your contact information.
Well, for a veteran, I want them to call us there at the Impact Group at 678-808-4477. Anyone interested in financial literacy, Being Free, Georgia Sustainable Community Ventures, call me direct, 404-285-0286. We have websites built. www.gscommunityventures.com. And on that website, there's a link over to our Being Free website. There's everything there, including a store where they can register and get coaching. They can register for books. They can register for the software tool.
Anthony, I wish we could just find some passion in this guy here.
Yeah,
just, just no passion.
You got to get
what
passion behind what you're doing, Anthony.
Anthony.
Actually, he needs to, you need to also find out how you can get the 1-800 number, 800-GET-FREE.
There you go.
So that we've learned that from the other interview.
Yes, absolutely. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us and sharing the great work you're doing. Anthony Mitchell with the Impact Group here on Gwinnett Business Radio. A big thanks to Anthony. Also, a thank you to Ken Lewandowski, the campus director with the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. All of our shows, by the way, also available on iTunes. You can download them there at iTunes. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. For Stephen Julian.
Mike, it's good to be back in the saddle.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
We'll see you next week. And for our producer, Trey Oda, my Mike Salmon, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.